Dramatized in two parts by Alan Pryor from his biographical novel of the same title. Part one, Adolf. With Michael Maloney as Adolf Hitler, Maureen O'Brien as his mother Clara, Sam West as his companion Gustl, and John Hollis as Reinhold Harnisch. The action begins in the Berlin bunker in April 1945 and then covers the years 1903 to 1918.
Please. Yeah, coffee and cakes, gentlemen. This will be very nearly our last supper together. Who could have imagined that it would come to this? The Third Reich. My thousand-year Reich. Going down in dust and ashes to the barbarians as wrote it, but after a mere 12 years. Is that worth it being 12 years? March past the Brandenburger Tor. 5,000 brown shirts singing the Horst Wessel only 12 years ago. Seems a century at least. In those 12 years, we conquered Europe from Norway to the Black Sea to the Mediterranean. Europe was ours, almost, almost to Moscow. Yeah. 40 miles. But those bastard generals, ass lickers, those cowards. Let me down, no spunk in their pathetic loins. I needed brutality, and all they had was professionalism. I demanded Attila the Hun, and I got my well-brought-up upper-class generals. Such well-behaved gentlemen who knew nothing of brutality from their own fathers, just cold correctness and how to obey orders. But I never obeyed orders, even from my own pappy. An artist, are you insane?
Herr Birch thinks my paintings have merit. He says a true artist can come from anywhere, even here.
And the local schoolmaster knows about such things, does he? Oh, you paint our country scenes. Where's the street that fits it in any of this? You look at the countryside like a townsman. What are they for, these paintings? Who would buy them?
I don't know, Pappy.
You don't know? The boy doesn't know. You hear that, Clara?
Yes, but he works hard. That's surely something. His paintings...
Artists make no money, do they? They starve in garrets.
Not the good ones.
Your teachers have given you up. Not one of them was surprised when you failed your school exam.
I think
that of good art would be to any young man sitting the civil service examination next summer.
I do not want to sit it.
What else can you find in a poverty stricken hole like this? If that was a hobbledehoy... What, you could sell up to some down ankle deep in the shit? No! You sit that examination just as I did. You'll pass first class and you'll have a job for life as I did.
No, Patty! I will not!
I rose above my beginnings. Rose above having a man in the house who was not my father. Rose above having a man who simply slept with my mother. Rose above not knowing for sure if I was a bastard. I came from that to a collector. First class in the Imperial Customs Service.
Now that is something. Anyway, I never passed the examination.
Yes, you would
if you worked.
Nobody in this family, in this town, has ever been an artist. They wouldn't know how to go about it.
I know how to go about it.
Then tell me.
All I have to do is to apply to the School of Art in Vienna.
Oh, Vienna?
Submit some drawings and paintings. If they accept me, I go next year.
You go to Vienna to live on your own. What about the civil service examination?
I don't want to be a civil servant. No man of ability would want to be a civil servant.
Who the hell do you think paid for all this? This nice warm house, this nice warm food you just filled your belly with. The customs service paid for it. Listen. Membership of the Imperial Customs of the Austrian Empire is an honor. My yearly report says... Look. A petty officer, exemplary in the pursuit of his duties as collector. Few offenders escape his stern and watchful eye. A credit to the service.
It's just the same. I must go to Vienna.
Never!
Please, Alex.
If you're worried about the money, there are some bursaries I could certainly apply for.
I'm an officer of the customs service with a regular income. My son would not be granted a bursary.
If you could only see your way, I'm sure Adolf would not disgrace you. Think how it would sound, an artist in the family. A Hitler, an artist.
An artist? A Hitler, an artist? Over my dead body. You wouldn't be an artist over my dead body.
So be it.
Leave those. I haven't finished. I said, leave them.
Oh, please. They're my best child.
Please understand, Pappy. I will do what I want to do.
You what?
Oh, I wish, please. Please don't.
Well, go on, let me back. Oh, my God, you'd like to, wouldn't you? Come on, then, go on. So, you can hit that, but not hard enough. Now get out of my house. And don't come back till bedtime. I don't want to see your face in here again tonight.
Go.
You as well. Get out, all of you. Get out.
The dishes.
For the dishes. I'll tell you, like the young pup you are.
It's all right, Paul. All right. Only puppy. Take it up and
stay. I hate him.
Stay away for an hour.
I hate him.
What is it, Bill?
I wish he was dead.
Shh.
I'm growing stronger if I don't yet have my full strength. And he's growing older and weaker. One day, I'll humiliate him.
Don't even think such a thing. You put your cap on again, and he never goes outdoors without a hat.
I am not a gentleman. I am an artist. I have to live my own life free from all this.
Please, your father's worked hard all his life. He means well.
He does not mean well. I wish he was dead. I wish he was dead when I hear him grunting in the bedroom. And I know you don't love him. I wish him dead when he shouts at you and makes you tremble. I wish him dead while he's sleeping up little Paul here. I wish him dead. Because with him in the way, I see no realization of my dream. Backbreaking work, ignorance, drink, squalor, that is all there is here. At least the old swine is right about that.
He must not wish such things. The word is father to the deity.
If only it was.
Go.
All right. I'll be back later.
Take it. I'll go and be with you.
Shara! Where's he gone? Oh, stop sniveling, you.
Yes, Papa.
What are you doing?
I'm just throwing out some crumbs. Oh, Lewis. Time for a rest for a few minutes.
Just a few minutes.
Shall I take the dishes up?
No, let Paula do it if she can. She has to be good for something. That boy's a devil, but I'll break him yet, I promise you. I'll break him yet.
Shall I pick up the pieces up?
No, I'll do it. You take the plates from the table and carry them into the kitchen. I'll let you
go. What does Pappy say? Adolf is a devil.
That's just a fine way of talking. Adolf is an artist. He's been an artist since he was 12 years of age.
Careful. Use both hands there.
That's right. Always remember you have a very special brother in Adolf. Herr Perch at the Realschule says so. What do you think of that?
That's very good. Isn't it?
If you knew the time, Herr. Sat here and watched your brother work at his drawings. Oh, no. I've watched him. I've watched over him while your pappy's been... Out
where?
Oh, just out at the inn and... At the inn, yes. And Adolf and me, we've sat in here and he's worked with his ink and his colours and his crayons, which I bought for him in Linz at the big shop there. Spending far too much money, but never mind. It was our secret. Oh, he looks so handsome, your brother. The glow of lamp on his hair and the house all quiet. Those are good moments, Paula. The best moments of my life. Better than anything else, watching him create something.
Laura!
But now we must get on with our work. Patty will want his water soon. Won't you put the kettle on?
I'll do it now.
Holy Madonna. Bless him. Please hear my prayer. I know I should not ask for selfish things, but I hope you can help Adolf. For if he does not get what he wants, if his father can't see his way to understand him, I know it's a sin to ask for anything so selfish, but please help my Adolf.
How are you tonight, Eloise?
Had a bloody row with Adolf. I try to reason with him, but it's no good. Boy's mad. He'll get away with his half-brother and end up in trouble.
You aren't as good with the boys as you are with the women, eh,
Eloise? I bet they know I've humped a few farm girls in my time.
You?
Married three of them, two dead of the consumption, God rest their souls.
Terrible thing, consumption. You can't do a thing forward. What's your Adolf there? He's very thin. He's the type of goes.
Adolf will probably live to be 90, Doctor. And you'll learn nothing if he does. He won't listen to me. I have him down for the customs examination, but he says he won't take it.
He'd be a fool not to, especially
now. He's no idea. He'd fill with art and go to Vienna. He doesn't know what it is to be poor. I mean poor, like we were when I was a boy. As plenty of young farm boys are now. All Adolf will do is join the millions of unemployed if he goes into this artistry.
You're talking about.
He looks down on me, Doctor. Yeah, well, I've talked when you look down on me because I'm the bastard son of old Anna Maria Schuckelgruber.
God rest his soul.
Well, I fear no man's name, but plenty fear mine. I'm as good as any man in this inn. I'd have more women than any three of you put together, and I don't care who knows it.
Oh, Alois. You all right?
Pain in the chest. Let's get on.
Give me a hand here. Help me to sit down. Now, let me lose this collar. That's right. Stand back. Give me some room. Try to bring me some bread. Quick. Yeah. Okay, quick. Here it is. Here, try to drink this. Alois.
Adolf!
What's the matter? What's happened? Why are there so many people?
It's Pappy. They say he's gone to heaven.
Are you sure? Paula, is he really dead?
I think so. The doctor brought him back.
Dead? The old swine? Dead.
So, Peppy, you're going to join the God you never believed in. One of the few things we agreed on. All the time you were alive, telling me to do this, ordering me to do that, your barking voice always in my ear. And now I'm free of you at last. You won't tell me what to do or hit me across the face again. Goodbye and good riddance to you, Aloysius, Skrugruber, or Hitler, or whatever you call yourself. To hell with you, if there is a hell. Which for you, I hope there is. Strange to think of myself as I was then. A village lad who wanted to be an artist, or ideally an artist architect. I didn't know the difference. I hardly knew anything of the history of art or architecture like Speer. All I wanted was to get out of Leonding, to shake this shit from my feet, to find people I could talk to about art and life. I was free to do anything I wanted. No politics yet. Politics came later. Much later.
This letter's so worrying. Robo so awful to Adolf.
Drink too much, your son-in-law.
I know, but at least he has a job, a good job in the customs service got by Alois for him.
Good
must have thought.
I don't remember you being so pious and Alois was alive.
Well, he was an unlucky man. It was his temperament.
That temper I accept. Temperament? No.
Well, he's gone now, and thank the good Lord I have his pension.
There won't be much left if you keep sending money for Adolf to squander in Vienna.
Studying, working hard.
All right, all right. You moved to Linz, to this place, to a small apartment, so you could send him the extra money.
He's a man of the family now.
Ah, well. What does the letter from Rabar say?
He doesn't seem to understand, Adolf.
Surprise.
Johanna, please sit down. Stop tidying the room. You're not at your housekeeping duties now.
Oh, all right. I'm sitting down. So, what does Rabar say?
I don't want to read it. You're sure to take it the wrong way.
I won't say a word.
Promise?
Of course I promise.
Well, it's a very disturbing letter, you know. What a bad-tempered man Rabar can be.
Read it, Clara.
All your son has done in the time he's been with us is visit libraries, art galleries and the opera as if he's a young person of aristocratic station and unlimited means. He reads and draws long into the night and gives himself airs and graces. I advise you to stop sending him money, confront him with the stark choice, study for the customs examination, or it is the bakery. Yours respectfully, Rabar. There. How's that for spite?
Well, I don't know, I'm sure.
He's jealous because Adolf is talented.
He may be, but
he just won't help.
Well, I don't know anything about it, Clara. I mean, I like Adolf, but I wouldn't like to see him get into something unsuitable.
Well, you're like all the others. Why can't you understand? He needs freedom to be an artist.
You cannot support him forever, Clara. He's nearly a man now. He has to take responsibility.
Don't say anything to him, will you? He gets upset so easily. You'll wait until he comes. He's due any minute.
Oh, well, I have to go soon. Oh, Frau Martin doesn't like me to be out all
day. Just a few minutes.
Don't worry. He's a good boy, really. He'll do the sensible thing in the end. You'll see. Here's a handkerchief. Now, blow your nose. Go. I'll go and let him in.
Oh, my
God. Oh,
hi, Johanna.
Let me take off that shirt, Andrew. What is it?
Movie? Have you been crying?
I'm fine. It's nothing, really.
No? And Aunt Johanna is pretty as ever.
Adolf, I'm an old hunchback. Nobody has ever called me pretty.
Except me, Aunt Johanna. I kiss your hand.
Oh, such manners.
Oh.
In Vienna, everybody does it.
Even Rabar?
Everybody except Rabar.
And do I have a proper kiss?
No. A correct kiss on the hand.
You look so thin. Are you eating enough? Oh,
and you feed your husband like a pig. I couldn't bear to watch it, so I skipped most of it.
Well, I have some borscht for you.
No, I won't eat. I have to go and see Joseph. If I don't go now, I'll miss him.
His friend, August Kubitschik, works in his father's upholstery shop. Adolf, some tea, at least. It's ready.
Just a glass,
then. I'll get it. It is ready. It's good to see you back. Paula and I have missed you. There. Oh, careful, now it's hot.
So, did you enjoy your stay in Vienna?
Oh, it's wonderful. It's such music, opera. I went to art galleries, sketched and painted it. To be ready for the academy in September.
But you still don't have your schooling certificate. Will the academy accept you without
it? The academy will recognize good work when they see it. I'm preparing a portfolio and will apply for entrance for the next semester. Once accepted, I will find a room with a view of the Danube.
Oh, sounds very grand.
Adolf, I have a letter from Angie's husband.
Hmm. Well, Philistine. Well, he does every evening is sit and get drunk. I don't know why Angie stays with him.
She stays with him because he's her husband.
Yes, well, it should be a dispensation for women who find their husbands so unsatisfactory. Oh. The church in its blindness decides, no, the church wants everything to stay the same forever and ever.
Adolf, that's bad.
Exactly. Things can and must be made better. You know, you could improve this place by getting rid of Pappy's picture and these foul old pubs of his. I don't know why you keep them.
Oh, you. You tease. He teases me so, Johanna.
I can see that.
Of course. Of course, I'm only teasing.
Adolf, you really think he will get into this academy?
No doubt of it. It is all a matter of will. And I have the will. Good. Now, if you'll excuse me, I must go. Moody, would you have it?
He looks the man with his silver cane and moustache and his hair parted in the middle, but I wonder when he'll really be a man.
He is a man, Your Honor. He is the man of the family now.
Whistle? Oh, you're back. Well, it's good to see you.
I see nothing has changed in this place.
We're done for the day. Let me wait till they clean up a bit.
These men should have better conditions than the disgrace to a civilized nation of men should work in such a dump.
They complain.
Because they dare. This is exploitation.
My father is very little better off than his men. Look at him. He works alongside them. Same conditions, same dust.
And you, do you intend to stay here until your lungs rot?
Probably. My father can't do without me. Unlike some people who are luckier than I am. Hmm. How is Vienna?
It is a magnificent city, but there's something rotten about it, like this dusting here. Because we Austrians are letting too many foreigners into the country. Too many Czechs and Poles, too many Jews. If you think unemployment is bad here, you should see Vienna. Beggars on every street corner.
Sounds awful. Does nobody do anything?
There are as many talkers as there are beggars and workless men. There are socialists and social democrats and nationalists. And all that any of them do is talk. Some are good at it, some are terrible. But in the end, it's only talk. And no, nothing gets done. Vienna is a sink. But I still intend to go and live there as soon as I can.
When?
When I reach an arrangement with Mutti.
Before the examination for the academy?
Of course. Linz has nothing more to offer me.
Oh. I'll put my coat on. You can walk home with me. Mother might give us coffee and breakfast.
This dump is no good for you. You must leave this place. You must leave Linz and come with me to Vienna to study me.
Not a chance in hell, Adolf.
Let us see. You do know you have a most talented son, Frau Kubitschek?
Yes, well, he plays his viola very well. Now, some cough.
Such a talent must be nurtured.
How?
By tuition, naturally.
But his father pays for him to go once a week to Herr Frankel.
Not enough. He needs more and better tuition. Then who knows what he could achieve? Excuse me, I must wash my hands.
What eyes your friend has, so large and blue, and he almost never blinks. Have you noticed?
All the girls used to say that about him. But I'm sorry, he isn't interested.
Oh, what nonsense. I was just commenting, that's all.
Of course, we'll have to go now. There'll be no light left.
Adolf, my son works for his father. I can't see that changing.
Perhaps.
Don't be late, will you, Gustav?
No, would
he? He has to go to work in the morning.
We all have our work. Come, Gustav. It's good to be back. If only to walk and sit up here.
We spent some hours at this spot, you and I. It's been an outdoor studio for us.
Not anymore, I fear. What do you think of my new drawings?
I'm no expert. They look good. There are no people in them anymore. It's all buildings.
Architecture is my future. Buildings, structures, form, images with such power one can shape cities and how people live.
Well, you need to learn about weights and stresses and all that.
Not necessary.
Which operas did you see?
Tristan, Flying Dutchman, Gustav. When I listened to Wagner, I felt drunk. Wagner takes me back to the blissful times of German antiquity, to the ideal world, to the times of the Teutonic Knights. For me, there's only Wagner. Others I can listen to, even enjoy, but to me, Wagner embodies everything I hold dear, everything I desire.
Adolf, talking of desire, those two girls seem quite interested. Over there.
I have no time for such frivolity. So, if we're to go to the opera tonight, we must go now.
The opera? I've got no money. We've only been here an hour.
I have enough for two. If we stand at the back.
Are you sure?
Come on.
Yes, come, come.
Thank you.
captures our very essence. He speaks directly to the people.
I know it's a great performance, but...
Great performance. You a musician, and all you can say is great performance. Wagner Siegfried speaks for the soul of the nation, and the German people are being destroyed by profiteers while the rich stand idly by. Wagner is saying our peasants and farmers need a myth to live by, the myth of the great past of Germany. He's saying the man must step forward, a man of the people, and speak for Germany. Such a man must take on the mantle of Siegfried himself and give the people their history and their land back to them.
What's the matter? Are you ill?
A cough, that's all. I'm not surprised. You worked yourself into a real sweat the other night.
What's this?
A model. To scale of the theatre I'm designing for the Mountain House on the Lichten Block.
What's the theatre up there?
These are drawings from the wall here for a new concert hall. And and an underground railway.
In Linz?
Certainly in Linz.
Of course, all this city will grow. All of Austria and Germany will grow. When the Academy of Arts sees this work, they are bound to accept me.
I see. Gustav, why not come to Vienna with me? It's impossible. My father will never agree. I'll talk to him now, tonight.
I don't think that would be a very good idea.
Such nice flowers. Have you eaten? We've just finished supper, but there's some...
Nothing, thank you, Frau Kubitschek.
I'll just put these in water. Such lovely colours.
Herr
Kubitschek?
Sit down. Gustav tells me you want a word with me.
With your permission, Herr Kubitschek.
Oh, please.
Well, let me respectfully begin with a question. Have you ever asked yourself if, given the opportunity, you would have done better with your life than you have? I don't mean in your personal life, in which you have plainly been blessed, but in your working life. Could you have done better given the opportunity?
Few men in this life have the chance to use their full potential. I'm no exception. Born in the right bed, I might be Prime Minister. I've had to do the best I could, like most people.
Exactly the best you could. Yet you admit you could have perhaps achieved a little more.
Well, I think so.
Would you like your son to do better than working in the upholstery shop?
Naturally.
Dying from the dust and dirt? He must come to Vienna with me.
At all?
But to do what? To study music?
If Gustav had rich parents, there would be absolutely no question of it. You've heard him. His musical ability is outstanding. If Gustav comes to Vienna and the Academy don't accept him, then nothing is lost. Many apply, few are chosen.
No. Let him go on.
Your son should have at least the same chance in life as I do. Anything less would be... I hesitate to say it, but I must. Something of a disgrace. Talent wasted is a terrible thing, and in later years, Gustav may... Again, I hesitate to say it, but I must... not only curse his misfortune, but even hate those who, in his anger, he will feel denied him the chance to which his talent entitles him.
If what you say is true, and I don't deny it, maybe, what about my son leaving the business I built up? It is here for him when I go.
Upholsterers live on average only at the age of 40. Surely you want your son to live longer than that.
I have lived longer. He might...
Of course, if money is all that matters, then Gustav must face the fact that he will spend the rest of his life, what's left of it, in the upholstery shop, and there's an end of the matter.
Are you all right, Adolf? You look so... tired.
Probably a glass of water.
At once. You should take more care with your health, you know.
I'm anything but rich. But I'm not poor either. And while I would be disappointed if Gustav didn't take over the business, I think I could afford to pay his fees and his keep in Vienna. But I must know if Gustav wants this for himself.
It isn't that I dislike the shop. I've resigned myself to spending the rest of my life in it. But you've asked me a straight question. Of course I want to go to Vienna. I want it with all my heart.
Then there is no question of it. As your young friend so rightly says, you must have your chance. You must go.
Gentlemen. This examination falls into two parts. One, a painting of any inanimate object in the artist's recollection. Two, a sketch in pencil, chalk, or ink upon the theme, Austria. 1 hour will be allowed for each part with a 5-minute interval between. No talking or conferring is permitted. These exercises do not entirely determine the candidate's fate. Each portfolio submitted will be most carefully taken into consideration and might well be the determining factor in the examiner's verdict. You may begin.
Part one, the Cathedral of Linz. Right. Part two, Austria. Austria. What could such a question mean? Be quiet.
Silence. No confirming. No talking. I repeat, talking is forbidden.
Call Herr Hitler.
Adolf Hitler, present, and I have before now. Your name is Gordon
Steele now.
Adolf Hitler, reporting as instructed.
Yes, of course. Please sit down, Hitler. This is Professor Isaacs. I'm Professor Rollwacker, Professor Brandt. Mm-hmm. Now, you attended the Realschule at Linz.
Correct.
But you left without your school certificate.
I wish to devote myself entirely to my artistic work, my painting and drawing.
I see, yes. Well, your examination drawings show a political interest of some merit, but the execution left something to be desired. You see, we set a very high standard in this college. We are, after all, a faculty of fine arts. You follow me?
Not entirely, Herr Professor.
We take only one applicant in 20. That is the point I'm making. Professor Brown, do you have anything to add?
No, thank you.
Professor Isaacs, do you have anything?
Simply this. Your drawings show virtually no talent or inspiration. You appear to have no elementary formal training, something we expect even in our youngest artists. Your perspective drawing is not up to standard. Your use of color, barely average. Your selection of subjects is more political and architectural than artistic. All in all, you fall a long way below the standard we expect of a first-year fine arts student.
What is your decision?
Application denied.
Denied? Denied?
There is no disgrace in it. It is simply a matter of talent, that is all.
Talent? You are saying I have no talent.
Precisely. That is exactly what I am saying.
You sit here and tell me that I have no talent? Have you ever looked up from your lecture notes all made 100 years ago and
yes,
looked at the real world outside that window at the hundreds of workers' men? The scene I drew in my cartoon? It is you, sir, that have no talent.
I'm pertinent, sir.
When Professor Isaacs is saying no talent, he means your abilities are not perhaps quite suitable for the fine arts faculty.
Exactly.
But for the architectural college, perhaps?
Exactly.
Have you thought of applying there?
No, I have not.
Well, then, your drawings show promise of an architectural kind. All your churches and massive opera houses and so on. That would be the thing to do. Take your portfolio along to them. See if they're interested. You agree that would be the thing to do, Professor Isaacs?
Possibly.
So, Hitler, here is your portfolio, and good luck.
Excuse me, gentlemen.
Did you see his eyes? Very odd.
I didn't notice.
I thought he was going to faint.
The boy has no talent. Simple as that.
Just the same, my dear Isaacs, I thought you were perhaps a little hard on him. He is, after all, a native-born Austrian.
Exactly. And you're saying I am not.
I'm simply observing that we do seem to be taking rather a lot of students who are not, don't we?
Bloody well listen.
Is it too hot?
It's always too bloody hot.
Sorry.
Yes, and I'm sorry about this half-brother of yours. He's no good. He's a layabout. All he does is hang around the house all day. He pays nothing, but he has money to go to the opera. I want him out of my house.
Ralph!
No discussions. Now we know what we know.
But Ralph, how can we?
Very easily. I tell him, get a job or get out.
You should please don't make a fuss.
I will make a fuss in my own house. In my own house.
Adolf! We wonder where you were. It's so late. Have you eaten?
Enough.
A coffee and some cake. Ralph, please pour some coffee for Adolf.
Certainly. We must do everything for little Adolf because he's such a great artist. Even if the art college wouldn't have him.
Ralph, please. He's tried for the architectural college as well. What more can he do?
Oh, it's all right. Adolf is different from ordinary people like us. For instance, Adolf knows he will be going to the College of Architecture. Don't you, Adolf?
Ralph.
Don't you, Adolf?
I think it probable, yes.
You hear that, Angie? He thinks it's probable.
Probable.
So, what did you do with yourself today? Enjoy a pleasant stroll around the old town? Take in an art gallery or two? Sip a leisurely coffee?
As a matter of fact, I did both those things.
Well, here's another fact. This came back today.
Ramble!
Read it.
director of the College of Architecture tells you with regret that you cannot even be considered since you do not have the required qualifications.
You know, you can stay here with us as long as you like. Well, if you want to stay on here and get a job.
I perfectly understand. What I have to do is pack.
Adolf, please don't, please.
Where will you go? Back to Linz? Back to Mutti with your tail between your legs? Well, let me tell you something. I don't rate your chances of getting into the customs service very highly. You study the wrong things. Art? Architecture? Politics? What good will any of that ever do you?
Don't keep me out of the civil service where I'd have to consort with prejudiced Philistine Pharisees like you.
I don't see you, insolent young man.
If you lived out in the streets, you'd understand the reality I see around me every day. The down and outs, the rejected ones, some of them men of talent.
Oh, like you, I suppose.
You! Would miss your iron shirts and your hot food and your pathetic attempts at sex with my sister.
I don't care!
Get out before I thrash you, you miserable young swine.
Robert was only one of those who hated me. Wanted to see me grovel in the shit. Wanted me to be beholden to some tin-pot employer, settled with a wife and kids sooner rather than later. So I said, I'll be the same to all that. Say what you like. I had spirit in those days. Oh, yes, I had spirit.
Hello! Over here!
Ah, Gustav.
Thank you for coming. I didn't expect you to meet me.
I thought I'd better.
Your mother's not well.
I know, I got the letter. That's why I'm here.
Well, you know all about it. Here, I'll carry your rucksack. We'll catch the next
train. Wait a minute first, let me tell you something.
What? Is something wrong?
They rejected me. Those Philistine no-knocking swine. Those fat-ass burgers in their stiff white collars and gold watch chains. They have the nerve to tell me my paintings lack talent. Because so one day, I will be in a position, I swear it, to get those fat-ass Jews out of their chairs and colleges.
I'm sorry. What a mess.
I had hopes for a place to be given to me on ability alone. That was all I asked for. But now I see ability is not enough. Determination is not enough. What a man must have is power. Power over his own destiny, Gustav.
What do you do now?
I don't know. Yet.
Adolf, I'm so sorry.
I don't want anybody's dead. I'll find my way though all the world is against.
Sure you will. Should we?
Yes. Oh, by the way, don't tell Mother anything about the art college.
Right.
How is she anyway? Is she all right?
Didn't the letter say?
No, just she was ill.
Then you'd better wait and see until you get home and talk to Dr. Bloch.
It's progressed too far, I'm afraid. I give her a week or two, no more.
Is there nothing we can do?
This form of growth is incurable. I'm sorry. I'm giving her morphine to keep the pain down. This is a prescription for some more. I'll call in every day, but there's nothing I can do. Nothing anybody can do.
Mommy, would you...
There is no cure. Believe me, we have done all we can. We tried surgery. Also, iodoform, but the treatments proved too painful. This way is kinder.
I didn't know any of this. Why?
You must ask your mother.
She's only 47 years old.
I know, I know. I'm very sorry, my dear boy. Go into her now.
Oh.
Mutti?
Addie.
Why didn't you tell me? I will soon have you up and about.
Addie, I want no more treatment.
There must be hope. You can't die.
You can't. I don't want to live. Not like this.
Oh, Bloch is a good doctor, but he can't know everything.
I don't want to be in the hospital. I don't want to go back there.
Those professors and specialists, they know nothing.
Paula will stay with Angie a minute. She took her yesterday.
Angie's been here.
Alba won't be too busy. But Angie has a good heart, and family has to look after. Family, nobody else will. Oh, it's all right, it's all right. After I'm gone, you can apply for an orphan's pension. much divided between yourself and
me. Helen, we could talk all about this later.
I still have time to talk.
No, there won't. One half of the pension must go to Angie for little Paula. Keep the other half for yourself. I will give you what's left of the savings. I drew it all out. The 700 kroner there in the pension. I've given 300 to Angie for Paula. Oh. 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 Should be enough to keep you going for a while.
Rest now. Mm.
Addie.
And still she believes there is a God.
Mother says if there's anything she can do, come over and sit with her.
I will sit with her, Gustav. Until the end, whatever it is, those doctors, they just let her die. They do nothing. They do nothing.
Nobody cares. Where are you going?
To the pharmacy.
Gustav.
Yes.
Be a good friend to my son when I'm gone. He has an opening.
I'll try. I'll try.
You're his only real friend, you know.
Well, I don't know if that really is friend. Sometimes I think that all adults sees in me as a sounding board for his own ideas.
Oh, yes. I'll just talk about it.
Yes.
But he's had a very hard time with his father. He's a good, a clever boy.
Please don't talk to him.
He's a special boy, Gustav. I've always known that about him. I've always known he was special. That one day I should be proud of him.
Please, Frau Hitzelberg, you must rest. Please. Frau Hitler.
Supercastle 16.
Your place, isn't it?
Now you're a student of the musical academy, you suddenly have airs and graces.
No, whereas I've never lived in this kind of place before. Most people in the building seem to be down and out.
Down, possibly out, never. I'll put the things over there, we'll clear the space for you later.
You haven't said what we're going to do.
Stay here in Vienna, study architecture. I'll walk everywhere, rain or shine, and set up my easel when I see something I want to paint. I'll do it all without teachers.
Can you learn that way?
Anything you teach yourself lasts forever. I work in the Kunsthalle, the Rathaus, the Burgtheater, the Opera House, magnificent examples of modern Gothic. How better you learn than by studying and copying the best?
This sounds all right, but look at your drawings here on the table. They're good. Why don't you take them to some firm of architects and see if they give you a job?
They might give me a job as a tracer, copying other people's work, but it would be a waste of my time. Why spend my world?
You have to eat.
I'm eating one another.
Yeah, but when the cash runs out, you're living on your mother's savings now. You must try to get a
I
job.
I don't want a job! I don't need a job. I will never work at any job. The one thing I learned by the treatment I received at the hands of those Jewish professors is this. I am a special person, Gorsal. I will not be recognized as such, not yet, but it will happen. Sooner or later, those fat pigs will sit up and take notice when they hear my name.
Well, this is it. The famous Prater. Just listen to the noise. The Rimi's Babel was
simply enjoying themselves.
All this does is help the poor wretched to forget their misery. The real problem in Vienna is housing. The city is one vast housing problem. The whole place needs to be torn down and built again.
Such thing possible?
Vienna is a sink of poverty, iniquity, and decay. 1 million unemployed and homeless. Something will have to be done or there will be anarchy and revolution. Do you know what Plato said about democracy? An interesting form of government inevitably leading to anarchy. This is what will happen here. Anarchy.
Hello, boys. Want to pay for me on the big wheel?
Certainly not. Leave us alone. We're talking.
Talking? Can't you think of something better to do, two handsome young fellas like you?
Adolf, don't you ever think about sex? At all?
What could I offer a girl? I have no money or position anyway. I have no time to waste on girls.
I see them look at you. So do you. Don't deny it at the opera.
Those rich, loose women are worse than the whores who sell themselves for money. At least they're honest.
Do you know any whores, Adolf? But if you know nothing, and I know nothing, well, let me find out. Let's go down to the Sieverstone Schlosser, shall we? I've heard a lot about it.
Why not? See the sink for yourself. A man cannot talk about such things without experience of them.
Hello, handsome. Perhaps you a nice time.
What about two girls? That is, if you're man enough.
Have you been with one of these girls? An exceptional man must do things that ordinary men do with only for the experience.
But if you... Well, I mean...
Sometimes a poor working man who can't afford to marry a respectable woman must resort to these girls. He has no choice. You and I are poor. Have no choice, do we?
You have.
Up in the country, are you? Well, you can stay and watch, Luton, and then come in when you're both up and ready. Or are you never going to be ready?
She likes them with big blue eyes, see? Or just big.
Come on, Sonny, let's see what we got.
For God's sake, just get out of this place. Leave me alone.
Scum.
Do you know all you need to see, Gustav? This is simply a marketplace where sex is sold. There's no more to it than that. Schopenhauer says that the only thing that matters is the will to live. The world, Gustav, is will itself. Obstinate, blind, impetuous. All that matters is the force of nature and the will to live. Becoming, knowing, being, acting. Nietzsche says that.
Does he?
If you have the will, you can do everything. Gustav, are you listening?
Yes.
Nietzsche says that religion, morals, and philosophy have lost their power in the Western world. They're over. Finished. Nietzsche insists man needs only the will to power.
Strong words. What's happened to art? To architecture? You used to read all about painters and sculptors. Now it's all reading about philosophy and politics.
A politician uses words. He uses anything to get into power. Then he has power over everybody in the state. Everybody and everything.
Politician. See. The stuff Nietzsche writes, it sounds a bit irreligious to me.
Religion's a lot of mumbo-jumbo for illiterate peasants. Darwin has buried religion 10 feet under the ground. Gustav, there was never any Garden of Eden. Man is the product of natural selection. The survival of the fittest and the weak go to the wall. The strongest baboon runs the tribe and has the most female baboon. The strongest man is the leader of men. Frederick the Great, Napoleon Bonaparte, Alexander, they are the higher type of human being. They're supermen.
It might be best to keep these ideas to yourself, Adolf.
Nonsense. I'm just beginning to see how the world really works. How it really is.
Honourable members, I repeat, the matter of the rising birthrate in this city warrants the most urgent consideration.
And why is it rising?
I have no idea, no worries. Never mind the birth rate. What about the immigrants and foreigners in our city? Taking part away from our own people. Stealing and robbing innocent parts.
Austria is a liberal democracy.
Let them all come. Let them all
here. Listen! Go back where they came from!
Who said that?
I did. The voice of the people.
Will somebody please remove this person?
Somebody should remove you. You paid by public taxes to represent the public, and you do not, oh, please.
I do my duty, sir. On behalf of the state. Will somebody remove this man?
All you do, all of you, is skulk in the back rooms of this place, making deals with one another, lining your own pockets, and none of it to the benefit of the working man. Oh. Your system is finished. Something else will have to take your place. You are useless, all of you.
Hey, now. Hey, hey, hey.
Adolf, it's useless.
They're coming for us. Get this way. Come on.
Run. All of you.
Thank you for the political lesson.
There's a workers' party demonstration in the Lindstrasse. It begins in 1 hour. It's only 1 hour.
That's enough politics for one day.
Those men, those fools in there decide your future. They decide mine. They decide the future of Austria. Gustav. But they're like all the others. The professors at the academy, the doctors, the specialists, the surgeons. They bestow their favors on their own kind, their own sort.
Do you believe all this?
Come to the Lindstrasse and see. See, over there. The workers are angry with the police.
Why?
Read the banner.
Hunger.
Hunger. That is what this demonstration is about. Then open up here.
What are your kind of a bag?
All I need to
be one on our side. Look at your clothes, collar and tie, walking sticks. What sort of a worker are you? Listen, comrade, I know what you are. You're a police spy.
No.
That's what you are, you ponce. Keep away from him. He's a spy.
It's
dangerous.
No. It's incorrect to come to a thing like this looking middle class. The workers will not listen. They won't take you seriously if you look respectable. It's a lesson learned, isn't it?
What's happening now?
Stones are all they have, so they're throwing stones at the
ground. Get out.
These police horses are going to charge.
Run! Run, for God's sake, let's get away from this!
Oh, it's right.
There's a police car on here. By the tower.
Oh, my God, I'm bleeding.
It's all right. It's my finger's broken, I think. Yep. Give me one more guy. Terrible mess. I tell you this, I'm not going to do anything like that ever again. You were damn lucky not to get Trump. Adolf, are you listening?
It was fascinating. Watching and learning, sensing all that power.
But those poor men. Please lashed out for them without mercy. Me too, they didn't need to do that.
I think the moment you commit yourself to use force, it must be maximum force. Anything less is a sign of weakness.
But they were starving. Don't you feel any sympathy for them?
Of course I do, but they were doomed from the start. They had no leader. It was a waste of time, spirit, and blood.
Blood? Don't do that.
Blood. Men will shed it for an idea, as we saw today. You know, Crystal, there's something about a mob like that, as if they're waiting to be told what to do.
Yeah. Who should be telling them? Reds?
The Reds are simply the followers of the sentimental doctrine that the poor man is always right. Somewhere behind that womanish thinking lies the Jew.
You keep talking about the Jews, but you don't know any, Adolf. Well, do you?
I don't. Plants his finger. I really think it's broken. Well, the people in the country districts, the Valvier, they hate the Jews. You only come amongst them to take advantage of them. One way or another.
Which way? Which Jews are we talking about? What kind of advantage? I don't think so.
The ones for the moment behind the Reds.
But why should this poor man...
The Jews are everywhere, Costo. That much I know.
You know all this, do you?
I know it. And one day the great German people will see the truth. Morning, Gozo. How's the head?
Okay. But it isn't bleeding anymore. Not to drink. Will you have your apple raw or stew?
Raw. It's better for you raw. You should eat as much raw fruit as you can, thank you. One thing I learned yesterday, Gozo. In politics, talk is one weapon, but force decides everything.
I can't believe that. You're wrong, Adam. All men are not animals.
They are. Look at your head.
Letter for you, that will be checked for the defendants.
Thank you,
Father. I don't think it's my
call-up
papers.
And you're going to do your military service, are you?
Have I any choice?
When do you go?
Next week, Thursday. Report at 6:30 a.m.
Go back to Linz. Take the medical examination. Then, if you're pronounced fit, cross the border into Germany at Passau. It's an open border.
Why? What would I do?
Continue your musical studies at a German college. It would be a total waste of time to serve in our poultry little army.
Adolf, that's mad. Anyway, I'll have to talk to Father. Will you be all right for money while I'm away? As I can ask Father, he might help.
Don't worry about me. I'll be all right. I'll continue my studies I have for the past 2 years, reading and painting. Painting and reading, sure. Whatever the world throws at me, Gospel, I will survive. Now eat your food. You'll need to be fit and strong, won't you? You'll become a soldier.
I've got hot. I put my tongue. I'm so hungry, I burnt my tongue.
I told you, eat slowly. A hungry man always eats slowly.
Check your back. I thought you'd got sailed.
I'm on the special reserve because of my music studies.
Oh.
I have to go to camp every summer for 4 years. That's all.
Oh.
I wonder if I could have my old room back.
Well, yes, but...
Is Herr Hitler about?
I'm afraid Herr Hitler is gone.
Gone? When?
The day after you left.
Did he say where he was going?
He just gave me the key and left, and he took my blanket.
So, no forwarding?
No, nothing. Just gone, vanished.
At his sister's house, maybe?
I don't know where.
Gentlemen, I left the little room on the Stumbergasse with the fleas and the cockroaches and went to embrace the most desperate days of my life. More desperate than any that were to come. The Bierhoff Putsch, the prison, the chancellery, the Anschluss, our great victory over men and nations alike. All that was nothing compared to the lower depths. Of that sink of a city.
Your life.
But it prepared me for everything, every hardship, insult, duplicity. It was my school, the hardest school of all, the shit of the slums.
Are you? I'm talking to you, can't sit here. This bitch is taken.
Then why don't you lie down on it, my good sir, or some late comer will give you an argument. Is that a blanket? I said, is that yours?
Yes.
Then let me give you some advice. Wrap it round yourself tight as you can. Use your rucksack as a pillar, or some bastard will steal it, and never take your boots off.
You got any money? Very little.
You've never slept rough before, have you?
I've camped out on the mountains.
It's the same thing, though, is it? How much money you got?
A few kroner.
You're rich, then. I haven't had a kroner in my hand since last Christmas. You always do all right round Christmas, plenty of drunk, see? From Vienna, are you?
No.
Name of Harnish. Yours?
Adolf.
Nowhere to go then, Adolf.
Nowhere I want to go.
Looking for a job, are you? Well, now, if you want to go to the Bahnhof, meet the trains, carry people's bags, of course there's plenty at it. Dare say you've seen them.
I won't do such work.
Artist, aren't you?
How do you know that?
You've got an easel in your rucksack, don't you? Yeah. Any good, are you? Draw people, can you do likenesses and that?
Well, I could, yes.
You know, any money at it?
No.
No good, then.
I've never tried to sell my work. I've been studying art and architecture.
Failed your exams, did you?
Something like that.
Don't want to go home, is that it?
In a way.
Yes. Wrap up in your blanket, son. Put it in your rucksack tomorrow morning and never, never put your rucksack down, never. Unless it's between your legs. Never leave it, even to go a few yards, you understand?
Oh, I think so.
I'll give you a tap in the morning, show you how to live on nothing. But I'll only do it tomorrow. And then you're on your own. How old are you?
18.
Oh, my good sir. You've got a lot to learn. Come on, young Adolf, up sticks. We want to be first in line for breakfast, don't we?
Where?
The Tiefergraben. Come on, we'll be late. Tiefergraben's miles.
Well, if you've got a coach and four, we'll go in that. If you ain't, then we're going on our two flat feet.
Come on, don't forget your rucksack. Don't you listen to anything anybody ever told you. Thank you, lady. Thank you. And your turn now, Adolf.
Have you anything besides sleep?
Tea?
No bread?
Bread? Have you been here before?
No.
I'll take your soup. Here. God, you are green, aren't you, Adolf?
This place, it's like the pit of hell.
Not it. This is a palace compared to some. Come on, sit down. Enjoy that. It's better than nothing.
I suppose so.
If you come here every morning, that's your breakfast, pal.
I remember.
Be at Maitland at 7 this evening. The refuge opens then. Don't be late or you'll wait for hours.
And what will be on the dinner menu?
Soup. What else? Hey, you're going somewhere now.
To the public library I'm studying.
You don't tell me.
What will you do all day?
Beg. That's if the flat would allow me to live. Remember.
7 o'clock, Maitland. I remember.
Oh,
Herr Hitler, you say you are a student of what?
Architecture.
And you're at the College of Architects.
I'm trying to obtain the required standard. I was ill and fell behind. I hope to get a place in the...
You're not tuberculosis, Herr Hitler.
No.
We do not allow tubercular people in here. Library rules. They cough and spread germs.
I'm not tubercular.
Please, there's no need to shout. This is not a public square. Ah, you are still at Stumpergasse 16? If you aren't, I might be able to suggest a place.
What kind of place?
Well, mine, actually. I have a spare room.
I thank you, no.
No? Oh, well. Some don't know when anybody is being nice to them, do they? You are presumably aware we do not accept anybody as a reader in a reference room unless he has a permanent address, don't you?
I demand to see the principal librarian. I demand my rights.
Please, don't shout. Really?
I demand my rights. I am a legitimate student.
Of course you are. Did I say you weren't?
Do I get a seat or not?
Are you all right? Are you ill?
No, I'm not ill. Do I get a seat?
Certainly you get a seat. Here's a card. You can study from today. If there is any way I can assist you in choosing any book you may need.
So, what do you read all day? All week in that library of yours?
Marx, Engels, Darwin, Schopenhauer, Nietzsche.
Politics now, is it, young adult? Got the answer to the world's problems, have you? Let me give you a bit of advice. Don't get mixed up with political crackpots. End up in a pokey with a broken skull, you can't.
Hunnish, hunnish. Liberal democracy is no answer. Take Germany or England, they hold down subject races by sending an army or a gunboat. The fist and the will. Force is all that matters.
Tell me something I don't know.
The English are afraid of German sea power. It's only a matter of time before a European war breaks out.
Then I'll cheer both sides.
Democracy and imperialism do not mix.
Like wine and beer, I suppose.
Nations are like people, Harnish. They're strong while they're young. They find their peak, they prosper, they die. Nietzsche has said all that.
Has he?
These empires, German, British, Tsarist, are rich beyond belief, yet their workless people are starving in the streets as we are. And are you listening, Harnish? Such a passionate piece, don't you think? I'm so glad you decided to have supper with me after all.
It was an excellent meal, thank you.
A little more wine?
No, thank you.
But I am drinking one on my own here. Help me.
Very well, but only if you put a spoonful of sugar in it.
Sugar? In my Bernkastler? Are you serious?
I won't drink it otherwise.
Very well. There.
Good health.
To der Tag. The day.
What?
That is the toast of all my young officer friends in the cavalry. Very attractive boys, some of them.
The day? Which day?
The day they ride to war, of course. Adolf, really, don't you know anything?
I know enough to spit on your friends in the Austrian army, popinjays, most of them.
You do have some curious opinions, don't you? All those books you've been reading lately. Not architecture.
I don't know where architecture is taking me. I read more philosophy and politics these days.
Nietzsche, Marx, Engels, Darwin. I know.
They have the answers. I read not just to learn, but to do.
Do what? Become a teacher?
I won't take any kind of job.
You really are the most curious boy. Actually, I've just been looking at this book here. Photography. The Nude Male. What do you think? Look, very compelling, yes?
I'm not interested in hygienics. Only insofar as they affect one's health.
Oh, so am I. Actually. Well, back to Marx, I suppose. He is very interesting, Marx, don't you think?
Marx is advocating a world revolution. The total abolition of tribe, the total abolition of nation. One party, one world. A world run by workers. The rich would be eliminated, the middle class would be eliminated. By God, it's bold.
Oh, yes, isn't it?
But Marx believes the trade unionists of Germany and Austria will rise first. If he thinks those pot-bellied little fellows will lead a world revolution, he's sadly mistaken. Well, they won't even strike to save their starving brothers on the streets.
They wouldn't even strike to save you, would they, Adolf? You're so thin, aren't you, dear boy? No spare flesh at all.
I have enough. I survive. Down amongst my lumpen proletariat, as Marx calls them. I learn that Nietzsche is right when he says only the strong survive, the weak go to the war.
But of course they do. Everybody knows that. Adolf, now you've finished your wine, would you like to see the rest of my little apartment? The bedroom's just been decorated by my friend Jake.
I regret I must decline, but thank you for your hospitality.
But I thought, at least...
Value for money? I have talked, haven't I?
Oh, yes. It's all you do, isn't it?
And now I must go to continue my lesson in life. On the park bench in the plaza with my friend, Harnish.
Not you and that smelly old tramp I sometimes see you with.
But even he is not a pederast. And nor am I.
I see. I got it rather wrong, didn't I? And good night to you, too, young Adolf. Such eyes. And such intensity.
Oh, Boro gets me moving this bit of morning. Without it, good sir, I'd be a goner. It's cold. It's right with you well if we see tomorrow, I tell you. The snow's here, Adolf. Here, have a swig.
No, I don't, friend. No, I don't.
Come on, my good sir. With us here. Time for you to go home. You're not going to see next spring if you sleep out here any longer.
I haven't got a home.
But there's somewhere they take you in.
Well,
listen to me.
I can't.
Go home. You have to find a bed, Adolf. You'll die.
All right.
Don't talk rubbish. Any money left?
No.
Let me see. Been on the streets 8 weeks now, haven't you?
I don't know. Is it that long?
Haven't bothered with your breakfast the last 2 days.
Don't seem worth it.
Feeling like any, are you? Don't want to eat. Feel as if it doesn't matter whether you eat or not. Haven't been to the library to see your posy little friend for a while, right? Don't care about eating, right? No money left. All gone. Here. Take this.
Don't want it.
Of course you don't. But put it away or some bugger will rob you. Go to the refuge. Go now.
Lucky, just one or two places left. Look, I'll sign you in and bring you your bed number. You sit down and eat your soup.
I'm not hungry.
You have to eat to live. Don't you want to live?
My enemies want to kill me, you know.
Yes. And who are these?
So many. So many. They all want to kill me, you see.
Who do?
Jews, police, the rich. Oh, I know who they are.
Well, nobody here wants to harm you.
I know you! Don't
you? Come on, eat your food. That's a good boy. And go upstairs to bed 13. Take your blanket with you. Go, eat. Oh, Sir Lenby.
Poor fellow. Looks terrible. Do any of you know this young man? Who is he? Anybody know?
Do you think you can come in here and suddenly bribe these men to betray me? Do you think your dirty money will buy you anything and everything?
Well, as a matter of fact, I do. But I'm trying
you're
to help you.
You're rich on the back of the workers. You're a bloodsucker. But you'll never get me to work for you.
My good sir, I wouldn't allow you to work for me for nothing.
Don't shout, Adolf. Everything will be all right.
No, it won't. It won't. You know it won't. Who is that man?
That's Herr Levy. He helps to run this
place. Oh, he's a Jew. Levy, the Jew, the Jew, the
he
Jew,
is.
The
and
Jew.
She's a very good and charitable man.
He can give me soup. You can run around after him, but I won't. I don't run around after people who want me to go out into the snow and die. I'm not staying here to be destroyed. It's a time to be decided by my enemies.
Please.
Sorry.
You all right, Adolf? What happened?
Attacked. I was attacked.
Attacked? Who by? The Ponty librarian selling your arsenal.
Enemies. They're everywhere, aren't they? My enemies are everywhere. The architect, the school, the library, and Levy, the Jew. Enemies, aren't they? Enemies.
I know. I have them too sometimes. Here, stop all your shouting and yelling. Mr. Lavey might have thrown us out. Here, drink this.
No, can't.
Yes, you can. It's my 2 inches for the morning. Drink it all. Every drop.
No.
Drink it. Don't sleep yet, that awful.
Mustn't sleep.
Sleep after you've drunk soup.
Where is everybody?
Going to find a roof. Drink, hub.
What is it?
Bread. Soup. Drink.
Oh. Adolf, say morning to Herr Neumann. Herr Neumann, you remember me, don't you? I'm Cornish.
I remember. What can I do for you?
Have a look at these. This young gentleman here did them.
Can't he speak for himself?
No. Hasn't been well. Look at him. Now, they have to be worth something, yes, sir. 20 kroner a piece, sir?
Well, yes. But they're all paintings of buildings. They won't sell. Hmm? But people want cheerful little watercolours. Could he do that?
Of course he could. He's an artist, Herr Neumann. He has all his painting gear with him in his rucksack here.
I suppose I could try and sell them around the cafes and bars. Commission only, I'm afraid. No sale, no money.
Well, you wouldn't mind that. But, it needs advance. No, a few kroner.
My dear Hannes, I can't advance anything. These are difficult times. Now, once I make a sale, that's a different matter.
Yes, to have help. Look at him. He won't last another week living outside in the air.
Look, I tell you what I'll do. I'll give you 10 kroner. Between you. Now, when he has some new work, he brings it to me here. I'll keep these paintings and tell him to come and see me when he's well. How old is he? Is it alive?
No. He's not so fine.
What then?
He just needs food and a decent place to sleep.
No hostel would take him looking like that. Take those stinking knives off.
Come on, just give me that. Put that on and take that
on. Now, put this top coat on. It'll cover a multitude of sins, as you people say. And this hat, the head loses a lot of heat.
Oh, that's very good of you.
Take him to Greiner at the men's hostel on the Mandelmannstrasse. Don't talk to anybody but Greiner. Say I sent you. Say I ask, can he help?
Do I slip right on?
A couple of kroner. Give your friend here 5. They'll pay for his first night or 2. Keep the rest for yourself.
Well, thank you so much. For sod all.
I'm 10 kroner out. How do I know he'll ever come?
He'll be back.
And I'm sorry to see you in this state, young man. Bring me some nice watercolours. Let's see if we can do something together. Huh?
What do we say, Adolf?
Thank you.
You see, Adolf, there's some human decency about. Whatever else he is, Neumann's a gent. Here we are. The men's hostel for those alone in the world. Well, that's you all right, young Adolf. Sponsored by the Emperor Franz Joseph, to alleviate the miserable living conditions of the lower classes. And that's still new. Room for 500 persons. Should be room for you, then. Easy, my dear sir. Easy does it. And when we go inside, Adolf, don't talk. Not a single word. I'll do that, all right. Come on. Good day, my good sir.
We're full. I presume you can read the notice. No places available.
I wish to speak to any of Greiner, who is an acquaintance, if you please, my good sir.
Greiner?
Yeah. It's you. Come over here where we can talk. Well, what is it?
Neumann sends his regards.
Does he? That's nice of him.
Yeah. And he wants you to help this young man here. He's by way of being employed by Herr Neumann.
He doesn't get in here unless he's in regular work. You know the rules.
He's a painter, sir, an artist.
Not a bloody artist. It's good for me as if you've been sleeping.
Well, I've been ill, that's all.
The director would never take him in looking like that. Well, measly crown, huh?
No. Do what you can, sir. I'll be off. Good luck. Yeah.
You, Adolf, is it? Come with me. We'll see what the head director has to say.
Follow me.
But don't expect anything. But you wait here. Give me those paintings.
Yes, a little plan.
Put a junk fellow out here, sir.
Camp's well recommended with the job, sir. He's been here also, he looks bad, but I'm sure he's of excellent character. Herr Neumann, the furniture shop, is paying him on a weekly basis on account of the paintings he'll be doing in the director.
You have any proof of this, Colonel?
I've got his paintings. Look very good to me. Of course, I'm now expert, Herr Director.
Hello. That seems like excellent work. You're quite sure Neumann is paying him on a weekly basis?
Positive, Herr Director.
Well, then wheel him in. Let's see what this artistic person looks like.
Here he is, Herr Director. Come on in.
Hello, Hitler, Herr Director.
So, you did these paintings?
Yes, Herr Director.
Where did you study?
The Realschule in Linz.
Do you have relatives in Linz?
My father and mother are both dead. My father was a customs officer, Herr Director.
A customs officer? You tried your luck as an artist, is that it, and it didn't come off?
Something like that.
I see. Now, wait down in the corridor, if you please, Herr...
Hitler. Yes, Herr Director.
He looks ill to me, Greiner. He isn't a lunger, is he? No, I can't admit anybody looking like that. It's disgusting, Greiner. This is a hospital for working men. You ought to know better.
Sorry, Herr Director. What fault, sir?
Yes, it damn well is. What's this for, Greiner?
Collateral.
Against what, man?
20 kroner, Herr Director. It's a good watch. Now I'm going to buy a man some suitable clothes, sir.
Find something decent for that, can you?
Sure of it, sir.
How would he pay you back?
From his income, sir. From his drawing, sir.
Very well. Tell the clerk to send him in. A 1 week only on probation. We'll see how he goes on.
Whatever you say, Herr Director. Right. Get your drawing and painting stuff out of that rucksack. Any disinfectant? Put the rucksack and everything else in this sack. That is enough. Jesus, lad, you're thin.
Yeah.
That's the word. I only got you here just in time.
Just a second, sir.
Right. Well, into the bar. Wash everywhere. And don't get any of that disinfecting stuff in your eyes. It'll laugh behind you. Now stay in there till I get back. I'll be 10 minutes.
There you go.
Look after
me, will you? Sure, Adolf. Yes, I look after you and you look after me. Understand me, Adolf?
What do you want?
You got any money in those flea bitten rags of yours?
I've got them up there.
Get in the soggy bath. Run!
Run! Why did you do that for?
Because I felt like it. Understood. You want a bath down here in the future? I want 20 ella from you or next time you'll bloody drown. Understood?
Understood.
Good lad. And not a word to your new mate, Griner, when he gets back.
Is that all?
20 ella every time and we'll be good friends.
Yes, I'm fine.
Yes,
sir? Yes, I'm fine, I'm fine.
First one for a long time. I've got you a jacket, trousers, shirt and boots. I couldn't get any better for 20 kroner. So it's 20 by me when Neumann starts paying. I'll pay you rent for you and all, so I'm well out of pocket. Call it 30 kroner and all tell, right? Right, make time to get out of that bath and get these clothes on. And I'll show you around. Now this is the most important part of the grand tour, and I'm sure he's dancing. That noise against all singing, no hoot or hard to cut. Feel your wine in moderation only. Any drunken behaviour and you are out, right?
Just as to food, you buy what you can pay for.
Now, if you want to do your paintings, you can use our self-help room upstairs. I'll clear it with a hair director. Better get your painting again, haven't we, lad? All be out of pocket, you, me, Neumann, and the director himself. Am I right, lad?
Sir.
That Alf is no good. I can't sell them.
You've been drinking, I suppose.
It's only outside the hostel. I'm a reformed character. It's reform or die, good sir. So here I am, resident in these splendid halls and glad of it. But for how much longer?
You have been drinking. You've been living here 6 months and you've only sold 6 of my paintings.
Oh, it's dropped right off, I keep telling you. People don't want paintings of buildings. Give me some portraits, the emperor. Show the silly old sod walking around the palace grounds, something like that. Anything. I could get you
20 kroner for that. Even 25, maybe. Hello, for God's sake, we need sales very badly. Or we could find ourselves out of here in the snow again. We have to do something.
I've survived this time thanks to Neumann. He sells some paintings, and I will go on surviving.
But will you? How much money do you have?
Very little.
Very little? Nothing?
Almost nothing.
Well, did you go on painting? I admire that, I really do.
My vocation, darling.
Oh, just so I appreciate that. If only you had somebody with money in your family. Nobody in the family with money at all.
Well, I do have a half-sister whose husband is a civil servant.
A civil servant?
But he's an enemy. There's no help from him.
No? There is always help from one's relatives, in my experience, if one is desperate enough.
I haven't seen them for a long time.
But they must be worried about you, a civil servant and his wife. Respectable people. Of course they would worry.
Forget them.
But a civil servant. There's a possibility there, surely. Nobody else in the family with any money.
Well, I have an aunt, my mother's sister, Aunt Joanna Pole. After my mother died, she gave me a small amount of money.
So, she knew you was a boy. She has money. She likes you.
As much as she likes anybody, yes, I suppose so.
Aunt Joanna Pole. I'm beginning to like the sound of Aunt Joanna Pole. I'm beginning to like the sound of Aunt Joanna Pole. Very much indeed, my good sir.
Didn't you write to me? Oh, you poor boy, you're so thin. Oh, your mother, God rest her soul, and this would break her heart. Where are you living?
A hostel in Vienna.
A hostel? That doesn't sound very comfortable to me.
It's a hellhole, but at least one learns what people really are. It's the survival of the fittest in that place.
Can't you? Why won't you go to your sister Angie?
No, you know they threw me out. I shall never go back there. I prefer to live alone. Free.
Ah, I see. Well, have another cake.
Well, yes, I will.
What work are you doing, Adolf?
Oh, I paint. I sell my paintings. Not too many. Not enough. But people buy them, and I survive.
You survive?
In these hard times, Aunt Johanna, it is enough.
Don't they feed you at this hospital, please?
I cook my own food. I'm a vegetarian, you see.
But you must eat meat, Adolf. No wonder you look so pale.
It's a healthy diet, Aunt Johanna.
Healthy doesn't sound it to me.
It is healthy and it is what I choose.
So, things are very bad for you.
Well, I had to help out an old friend, a man called Harnish. He's been trying to sell my paintings, but his health is poor. He hasn't sold many. I could, of course, give up my painting and go to Angie and Rabel and throw myself on their mercy. I could do that, but I won't. I'll starve first.
Starve? It's as bad as that? Adolf, I have a little money. What I can do is send you by post every month 50 kroner. It isn't a lot, but it will pay your rent. And with that and whatever you make from your paintings, you should be able to exist and continue your studies.
You're very kind.
Oh, my savings will be yours when I go. I took some cash out today. I'll give you enough to pay your immediate rent arrears and some over. Now, there's 50, but you must promise me, for your mother's sake, to take proper care of yourself.
My good sir, I wonder if you care to look at this finely executed painting. A splendid view of the Offenburg by a well-known local artist. Unfortunately, in very poor health. Note the brushwork, the delicate colours. Your young lady will find it a very romantic reminder, sir, of her visit to Vienna.
This young lady is my niece. And neither she nor I are interested in your painting. Please go away.
Oh, but sir,
I'm
you...
I'm sorry about this, sir.
Yeah, well, sorry,
my dear.
Don't come back. Hello. There you are, good sir.
Where are you going?
See you. Bad news. I can only get 10 kroner for the picture. Nobody else give me any more.
10?
Oh, yeah, I know. But I keep saying nobody wants pictures of the Parliament buildings. I warned you.
You told me you warned me. What do you know about painting?
I know a bit. Even used to dabble myself once. I used to go into the art galleries. They're free and they're warm. Saw a lot of fine paintings. But you don't want to hear anything I have to say. You never want to hear anything anybody else has to say, do you?
You come to me with 10 stinking kroner and you're drunk.
Well, six actually. I had expenses. I took a tram.
You come to me drunk and offer me 6 kroner for a painting you were definitely told not to sell for less than 50. You stole my money.
Oh, come on, Adolf. We're old friends. You do me a favour, I do you a favour. That's how it's always been between us. I saved your life. Remember?
I want my 50. You've betrayed me.
You did what? I put the police on him. You never shopped a mate, you little boss.
Kreiner, he sold my painting for 10 kroner. Anyway, that's all he gave me. So I went to the municipal court and swore a warrant against him.
When?
Yesterday. The magistrate gave him 7 days imprisonment for fraud. And unless he paid me 50 kroner and he couldn't pay, so he's gone to jail.
You were in the court yourself?
I swore out a charge against him. I had a signed affidavit from the Jew Neumann that I specifically instructed to harness the price of the painting was in 50 kroner.
And Neumann gave you an affidavit?
After I told him that if he didn't, I would never give him another painting to sell.
How did he say anything in court?
He was too drunk to say much.
Did it never occur to you that Harnish could easily have shopped you?
For what reason?
For not registering for military service, that's what. You haven't registered, have you?
That's my business.
Evading military service. They can give you time for that. A lot more than 7 days. And you still have your military service to do when you come out. Do you know what? I have a good mind to shop you myself.
No need for that. I'm leaving Vienna for good.
With what?
My aunt has died and left me a few kroner in her will. Enough for me to go to Germany. I'm now putting this world behind me.
Oh, she has, has she? Well, then. Falling on your feet, haven't you, Hitler? Shop your mate and then just walk off.
Harnish means nothing to me. He served a purpose.
He saved your life.
I refuse to be in debt to anyone.
You're the cold bastard, aren't you? Hear that now before the men wake and hear what you've done. These poor buggers may be unemployed. They may steal from each other. But they've never squealed to the law. They at least have some principles.
Supper. The best supper served in Munich to my Frau Pop.
Oh, I'm so pleased to have such a polite lodger, Adolf, and so talented.
The Herr and Frau Pop, as you know, I barely keep the wolf from the door with my paintings.
Oh. Adolf, tell me why did you come to Munich?
Oh, well, I'm Austrian by birth, but I feel German. You see, as a child, I went to a German school in Innsbruck. My father was a customs officer at the border. You know, I love everything German. Poetry, music, art, even the science of war.
We disapprove of war, Adolf.
Yes.
We are good Democrats. We're against all this Prussian goose-stepping nonsense. It will lead Germany into a European conflict when we need peace and unity in Europe.
The German genius applies to war as to all else. The Germanic tribes gained victories over Imperial Rome. Germany vanquished the French in 1870. We Germans are natural leaders for the whole of Europe. We cannot evade that responsibility. It is our destiny.
Well, I suppose you could put it like that, Adolf.
What everybody feels, Adolf. You have a gift for it. Oh,
I'll go.
It's only, you see, we're so frightened at war. Countries... Police?
You have an Adolf Hitler living here.
Adolf?
I'm Adolf Hitler. What is it, officer? If you read this summons, you'll see you are charged with not having presented yourself for military service while living in Vienna.
That's not true.
Adolf Hitler, I warn you officially under the Joint Military Service Treaty, take this notice and present yourself at the address shown on this summons in 6 days' time and the paying of prosecution. Good day.
Adolf, did you register?
Adolf?
Of course I did.
I would not think less of you if you didn't wish to go, but... It is a serious business.
I will only serve in the German army. Not in that ramshackle Austrian army. Austria is finished.
You have to go back, do you?
No. It says on this summons that you may apply to have your medical in Germany. If you have pressing reasons, business or personal, not to go back to Austria.
Then that is what I will do.
Contestable, I see. I expect you think that's rare, hmm? But not so. In fact, it's relatively common. Nothing to be ashamed of. The other one is not there at all. We call it a monarchism. I would not reject a recruit for that alone. But I see you say you've also had bronchitis.
Yes, from time to time.
And you are severely underweight. Yes. Meat, eggs, milk, pudding is plenty of nourishing food. That's what you need. I'm going to mark your papers unfit for combatant duty. I'm sorry, but you can get dressed now. You are not fit for it, Hitler, and that is that, whether you want to or not. I'm sorry, but you'll have to be a new man for them ever to accept you.
It's the height of summer, and yet you still serve us hot borscht. Adolf, don't you think we need some cold food now? Salads and such.
Adolf doesn't complain. That army Dr. Siri needed building up.
Meat, eggs, milk, pudding, but I don't. For me, cold consomme and cold meats and sausages from now on. Adolf, too, eh?
As you wish.
See? Even Adolf has had enough of this hot start. The fellow's put on a stone in weight in the last month. What is it, too, Adolf?
I do think you look much better, Adolf.
The army will take him now. Hey, if Austria and Serbia fight, then Germany and Russia are in.
But the politicians and statesmen on all sides say they don't want war.
They may well say that. For a pop, but is it what the men in the street want?
I'm sure they don't, Adolf.
Germany has been spurned by the English, who have a new alliance against Germany with the French, the so-called Entente Cordiale. It will be war.
Come on, Adolf. We're all going to join up. You better hurry.
This is a great moment for all Germans. A moment of truth. I feel more like falling on my knees than cheering.
No man pulls that free of return or he does double bill tomorrow. Rifles at the slope. Kneel at the target's arm. Pop!
Adolf, you enjoyed this?
For the first time, I feel I am really alive.
I started this letter to my girl a week ago. Now I can't even finish it, Adolf. I'm bloody scared. Would we be all right, do you think?
To a man, his first battle is like a woman confronting her first lover. It is the most important event of his life.
Do you really think like that? I'd never, you know, made love to Inga. She didn't want it. And then all this happens.
Where are we anyway at Bethlehem's Flanders?
I only hope I don't run. I'm scared of being...
Think of Inga.
I can't even remember her face. Aren't you scared?
I think only of Germany, not of myself. My feelings are exhilaration and pride.
We're all proud to be German, but I'm still scared as well.
Comrades, you are now true Francois Moray.
Francois, Sergeant.
Welcome to the Deluxe Hotel Mutton Shit here at Flanders. I'm Sergeant Ammon. You obey my every word. Understood?
Understood.
Our orders are to go over the top and run for that clump of trees. There. The Tommies are out in strength and they have machine guns. There. There. And there. Once you make the trees, take cover and wait for further orders. Understood?
Understood.
Understood. Wait for it. Over the top. Now! Smoke?
No, thank you, Sergeant.
Don't know what I'd do without smoke. You did well in that attack.
Sergeant.
Bit of a mad sod, aren't you?
I obey orders, Sergeant.
You're plenty of balls, I'll give you that.
I did what you ordered me to do, that's all.
It was a foul up just the same after company lost. That pal of yours got it, didn't he?
He died for Germany, Sergeant.
Oh, did he? And do you want to die for Germany, do you, Adolf? Is that what you want, to die for Germany, face down in the blood and slime?
If necessary.
Well, in that case, you might or might not be interested in a job I have in mind for you. Any questions?
What does this job entail, Sergeant?
It entails not getting killed, at least not too soon.
What do I have to do?
Become a runner. You run with messages from battalion HQ to companies in the line or back to regimental HQ or wherever you send them. I mean, it has to be sitting here waiting to be blown to buggery.
At your service, Sergeant. Who's my superior officer?
Me? You don't think I'm going to stay in these filthy trenches forever, do you? You can run, can't you?
Yes, Sergeant.
You get a revolver, no rifle on this job. It's all speed. And clean yourself up a bit. If you don't look smart, they'll send you back to the line double quick. In an hour, you go with Herr Lieutenant Weidemann on his morning inspection. If he needs a message sent, you run with it.
Oh, my God, the directive.
Any survivors?
You mad? They'll all be in little bits. The commanding officer, every soldier in that cell is dead, Herr Lieutenant. If I was up top, or I'd be dead. The Tommies must have known exactly where it was.
Everybody?
Everybody, sir.
Except you and me.
And Hitler.
Yeah, Herr Lieutenant. You seem to be lucky for me, Corporal.
Herr Lieutenant.
Did you say?
Corporal, sir.
Yes. So today, Hitler is a corporal. God, what a mess.
Herr Lieutenant.
Fuck you, dog, Adolf. Congratulations.
Over here. Oh, what does the bloody idiot think he's doing now?
Ran through a wall of machine gun fire, Sergeant.
Adolf, for God's sake, get in a cell, all you dunkoff! Come on, Adolf!
Odds on the lucky devil makes it.
With this lucky, even dry feet. Get down, you mad
sot! Do you realize you're getting us all a bad name, Adolf? You'd run to the Tommies with a piece of shit if someone told you to, you ignorant bastard.
It's our duty to the fatherland to put ourselves at risk.
Oh, well.
Victory must be ours.
Sorry. Thanks.
Excuse me for asking, but what do you find to write in those long letters, Al? You're not married, are you, Corporal?
I write to my mutual friends in a family called Poppy in Munich.
You know family of your own, then?
Half-sister Angie in Vienna.
But leave will come up sometime. Are you going to see her?
No. I'll stay here, Sergeant.
Stay here?
Never. Just listen to the dark bugger.
You're in front of his mind.
Corporal doesn't mean that. Well, when Luke comes up, he'll run all the way to the rear echelon, stick his cock straight in some tart. He'll be faster than any of you lazy buggers.
No.
You don't understand. Germany has to fight and win this war. Here in the front line, our enemies are the inferior races. The Latins, the French, the Italians, and the rest. They are all inferior to us and must accept their places as inferior.
Yeah, I don't notice them accepting it, Adolf. They still seem to be trying to kill us.
He's right. We're in exactly the same square of shit we were 3 years ago.
Because we Germans are not being ruthless enough.
Adolf, the Tommies out there aren't baboons. They're men like you and me.
That is rubbish. Liberal cant. They're our enemies, and we must burn them off the face of Europe.
Adolf, the way you're going on, some general will give you a medal for your mouth.
Germany must win this war, by whatever means she can.
Yeah, Adolf. The way you're going on, you'll win the war all on your own.
You're mad, you are. You're madder than we are, and that's saying something. At least we don't like it here.
Gentlemen. Hitler, a small donation for you from the canteen funds. Buy yourself a Christmas gift. Nothing too good for our new holder of the Iron Cross second class, eh, Sergeant?
Lieutenant.
Permission to speak, Herr Lieutenant.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot take this money. I'm not in need of charity.
I know that the Corporal will find a use for it, sir. Won't you, Corporal?
If you say so, Sergeant.
Good. Good. Anything else, Corporal?
Begging the Herr Leutnant's pardon. I draw his attention to the fact that we lost three runners in the line of duty last week, sir.
Well, what of it?
Well, with the respect, I think we should send only the most urgent messages by runner during the day. The less urgent should go under cover of darkness. All our runners were killed by day, sir.
I will bear it in mind, Corporal. Dismiss. Dismiss.
Herr Leutnant.
He's right, you know. It doesn't matter a damn if some of our signals get there now or 6 hours late.
No, sir.
Could he really fit for promotion? We're desperately short of senior NCOs in the battalion.
You want my honest judgment, sir?
In an emergency, can you see Hitler as a sergeant?
No.
Reason?
The men wouldn't take him seriously. They wouldn't follow him, sir.
Is mending nicely. Well done, Corporal.
Doctor. How soon will I be able to go back to my regiment?
You want to go back?
As soon as I can.
Nurse.
Sir.
This man is delirious. Put him down for a sedative.
Sir. Rudolph. I thought you must be
Germany.
He's delirious, that little poor sod.
Germany must not go down. Germany must win this war. There is no future for any of us if Germany perishes. We must win this war. We must.
Adolf, it's all right. Calm down. You're all right. It's the morphine. Calm down.
We need a new way of fighting. We need all the people as one. All working together for Germany. It's the only way.
He's delirious. He's done his bit, for God's sake. He's got two medals.
But only one gold. It's too good for you, love.
Come on, Adolf. Go to sleep. Oh, you're wet through. You are in a bad way, you poor old sod. Better this morning? Here, drink this. Tastes quite good for once.
Somebody's changed my nature.
You've been delirious for 2 days, you have, old comrade.
Yeah, bloody noisy with it.
He's all right now, let it rest. Here. Have a smoke. Oh, no, you don't, do you? Well, I will. I need one. God, Adolf, you were going on a bit, I tell you. Don't you remember? It all started after you asked that old doctor to let you go back to the front line.
I want to get back. Germany must not lose this war.
Yes, well, don't start that again. You told us all last night. You only upset the others. Germany's no damn good to us.
We should go for a ship for Bavaria once this lot is over. That's what I reckon anyway.
That's nonsense. We need a bigger Germany with Austria in with us.
Balls. I'm sorry, Balls. We're going to lose this war, Adolf, my son.
Yeah, the Americans are here in strength now. Hundreds and thousands of all fresh young troops. Not tired old front strike like you and me. They'll kick our asses all the way back to Berlin. Yeah. Never!
Thank you.
are we going to win the war, Adolf?
No question, Frau Pop. Because we cannot lose.
Well, whatever. It's good to see you with your military rations. We don't often eat like this.
No, we don't. We don't have much meat, eggs, and
milk pudding.
But you are fully recovered, Adolf.
Of course. But let me say this. The army must stand firm and fight. The army is all that stands between Germany and defeat. I, for one, am still proud to serve the Fatherland.
Then you are one of the few these days.
Those are the words of a traitor. I'm sure you don't mean that.
Adolf, every family in Germany has lost a son, a brother, or a father. Huge losses at the front, women and children starving at home, the British blockade slowly throttling us. How can we go on?
It is not a matter of can we go on. We must go on. Must.
At the beginning, thousands waved and cheered, watching the young men march off to war. Now those same people are demanding an end.
Traitors.
No, Adolf, realists.
Traitors.
Soon there will be no food. People are starving. Children, too. There is no glory in that, Adolf. If you don't believe me, go out on the streets, see for yourself.
I have survived on the streets. Don't talk to me of the streets. When this war is won, Germany will be the greatest nation in the world. We shall win this struggle, and the world will fall at our feet.
Perhaps.
Today, nobody believes Germany can win.
I do.
Require anything, Corporal?
Not for the moment, I thank you.
Later, perhaps. Something special? Please, I'll do anything. You only need to ask. I'm starving, see?
How old are you?
Old enough. I'll be waiting when you're ready.
I thank you. My, don't you all still look sweet? Did you hear what the Kaiser said to the front swine? Sell your asses to the Tommies. They're sending lunatics from the asylums to the front. If we can't beat the Tommies, we can frighten them to death. And now enjoy your food or each other. Or both.
Quite the order, sir.
Who are those officers at the next table?
High up from HQ.
It's got champagne they're drinking.
Not real champagne. I'd stick to the ordinary wine if I was you. But the pork's good. Eat it myself. Shall I put you down for the pork, sir?
And those at the table over there. With the young girls.
You want to steer clear of them. Black marketeers making fortunes out of this war, one way or the other. They're having beef. Very good, the beef. Shall I put you down for the beef, sir?
No.
No, if you're not ordering, we do need the table.
What price is this supper?
Well, if you have the pork and potatoes, it's 150 rand.
150? That's a month's wages to a worker.
We don't cater for workers in here.
Only for officers who are a disgrace to their uniform and criminals who live like locusts on the back of the suffering German people.
Now look, Corporal, this place ain't for you.
You know that? It's no place for me or you! Or any decent German, Corporal! It's all right, I'm going. Back to the real Germany. That was close. Good to have you back, Adolf. Do you know, a week ago I was in Munich. That city is becoming a sink of treachery and defeatism. Here, I feel clean again. And the latest news is we have the Tommies on the run. I want to be seen anywhere. I can't believe it.
We can fly 22 miles with Big Bertha. Blew the Tommies out of their trenches. No wonder they're running.
Trouble is, we're running to keep up with them.
Oh, I don't mind that.
Lieutenant, awful. The message from HQ is the English are nowhere in front of us.
Same news all along the front. We'll be at Amiens in 4 days. If this keeps up, we can win.
Yes, sir.
Ludendorff knows what he's doing. Do you realize this is the only breakthrough any general on either side has managed in the whole war? It must win it for us before the Americans get here in strength.
Jesus. That was close.
They've got our range.
Corporal, you say there are no Tommies in front of us?
No, Lieutenant. They're a mile away and running.
Down, Lieutenant! Corporal, run to the rear. Get to the nearest field telephone. Take this map reference. That's our old flaming artillery shelling us. Run! Run!
Lieutenant!
Thank you.
man move.
Yes, what is it, Corporal?
Victor Abundant, we are selling our own troops. This map reference. I'm sent by my office.
Let me see that. You've run all that way? Corporal, give this man some coffee.
Sir.
And Sergeant, get on the blower. Tell artillery liaison they're shelling our own bloody troops. Give them this map reference.
I won't tell my own.
Here, you put a slug of brandy in it. How's the coffee, Corporal?
Thank you.
You're very well. Remarkably well. I had the Iron Cross second class already. What is your name, Corporal? I wish we had 1,000 like you. Your unit again?
First Bavarian, this regiment. Corporal Hitler, at your command, sir.
Good. Well, I'll see your efforts don't go unrecognized, Victor. I'll write it down before I forget it. There. It's in my signals diary. Well done.
Meyer is too kind.
Gas,
everybody! Gas!
Gas!
Gas! Gas! Gas! Gas! Gas! Gas! Gas! Gas! Gas! Gas! Gas! Gas! Gas! Gas! Gas! Gas! Gas! Gas! Gas! Gas! Gas!
My God, not you again. Lung full of gas this time. What's this? Iron Cross first class now. Who's a busy little soldier then?
I can't see you very well. It's all blurred. This has been blind for a week.
But don't complain, you're here. That's what matters. You'll get better, Corporal. You've got the luck of the devil, you know that. Just lie back in your bed. Let them finish the war without you.
I hope to go back.
No offence, Adolf, but you're stark, staring mad. Everyone says so. It's the only thing they all agree on.
Pay attention.
Oh, what does he want now? Silly old sod, wasting his breath. No one believes in all that nonsense anymore.
Pay attention to this, the control in the war party. I have grave news.
Very great news. Our beloved Kaiser has abdicated. The Republic has been proclaimed in Berlin. An armistice will shortly be signed. The soldiers, the four. Oh, it's over. We are now at the mercy of our enemies.
It's over, Adolf. Thank God. Thank God.
Come on, Adolf, you mad git. We're alive. It's nobody else's. Nurse, bring out the wood apple. We're all going to get totally and completely and disgracefully pissed.
But it... it can't be true. Germany can't have surrendered. We can't have that one. One thing is sure. The Kaiser and the generals have not surrendered. It is the troops. The social democrat and socialist swine in the government who have taken over now. The Kaiser has gone. They are the ones who stabbed Germany in the back. I cry for Germany.
Don't be ashamed, comrade. I know how you feel, but it's over. And we're alive. It's over. It's over. The war is over.
Adolf, are you drinking?
This is no time for laughter. It is a time for tears. I can't sing.
Adolf, you're crying. And I don't blame you. Come on, cheer up. You'll be all right.
Like Germany, I am blind. Germany is blind. Germany has stumbled into the abyss, as I have. Germany is mortally wounded, near to death, as I am. Germany must be led out of the darkness. Somebody must lead her to the light. Somebody, as Nietzsche said, somebody, a superman, will be needed.
Thank you.
great ruler, a man of destiny. Nothing is forbidden. Nothing. Nothing. Nothing.
Part 1 of Führer by Alan Pryor, Hitler was played by Michael Maloney, his father, Nigel Anthony, his mother, Maureen O'Brien, his half-sister, Angie, Jane Whittenshaw, his sister, Paula, Sean Jenkins, and his aunt, Eva Stewart. Gustl, Sam West, Gustl's mother, Jilly Bond, Raubel, David Antrobus, Professor Rohlwager and Herr Pop, Peter Yap, Professor Isaacs and Herr Levy, Leonard Fenton, Harnish, John Hollis, Librarian and Doctor, Ian Masters, Army instructor and patron, Michael Tudor Barnes. Frau Pop, Jill Graham. Greiner and Sergeant Ullman, Anthony Jackson. Young soldier, Jonathan Keeble. Runner and officer, Joshua Taub. Weidmann, Oliver Stenton. Sergeant Ammon, Stephen Tompkinson. And the nurse, Deborah Berlin. Technical presentation, Wilfredo Acosta, Anne Bunting, and Hilary Carruthers. The director was Martin Jenkins.